Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first quarter 2017 results presentation. I would like now to hand over to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO, and Alfredo Avello, CFO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending our first quarter 2017 results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, and our IR, Alberto Valdés. After the presentation, we will be pleased to answer any questions you may have. In slide four, we can see the main highlights of the first quarter 2017 results. This confirms ENCE's strong business model and the successful execution of our strategy. EBITDA has grown by 22% and net income by 73%, despite first quarter pulp prices being 9% lower than in first quarter 2016. We reduced cash costs by 8.5% or 32 euros per ton in the first quarter, in comparison with first quarter of 2016, to achieve 343 euros per ton in the quarter. We are on track to achieve 339 euros per ton, which is our objective for the year average. Strong recurrent free cash flow generation reduces our net debt by 5% to a low leverage of 1.6 times net debt to EBITDA. The pulp market has continued growing, and demand for eucalyptus pulp has grown more than 8% in first quarter 2017. We expect supply and demand balance to support pulp prices in the future. Pulp price maintains its positive evolution, which allows us to announce a new increase up to $810 per ton from May. We expect these price dynamics to continue. Let me finish this slide with our new Huelva 40-megawatt biomass power plant project. We are expecting it to contribute with an annual EBITDA of 11 million euros when it is fully operational in second half 2019. In slide five, you can see the evolution of some of the main figures of the P&L. As you can see, group EBITDA and net income have increased at a double-digit rate, despite a 9% drop in pulp prices compared to the same period last year. Once again, this shows our company's strength. Our EBITDA grew by 22% compared to the same quarter last year, which, as you may remember, was affected by the Pontevedra turbine problem. This growth is mainly due to, firstly, a strong cash cost reduction of 8.5%. Secondly, an increase of more than 13% in pulp sales. Finally, an increase of more than 51% in energy sales, mainly due to the new biomass power plant acquired in December. During the same period, group net income grew by 73%. In slide six, I would like to comment on one of ENCE's main objectives, to reduce cash cost. During the first quarter of 2017, we achieved a cash cost of 343 euros per ton, down from 375 in the same period last year. The wood part of the cash cost is increasing slightly due to increases in pulp prices, and it will continue increasing during the following quarters due to new increases in pulp prices at a rate of 3 euros per ton of cash cost increase for each 50 euros increase in pulp price. As we have stated in the past, our target is to reduce cash cost further to an average of 339 euros per ton during 2017. We are maintaining this objective at current pulp prices. Our target for 2020 is to achieve 325 euros per ton, thanks to our efficiency investments, our production increases, and management initiatives to reduce costs. If you move now to slide 7, you can see the growth of our energy business. Energy volume sold has increased 51% compared to the same period last year, largely due to the 32 MW contribution of the acquisitions made at the end of 2016. Accordingly, our EBITDA has jumped by 38%. Apart from the new acquisitions, these satisfactory results have been driven by higher pool price, higher production, and the continued reduction in biomass costs. I strongly believe we will achieve our 45 million euros EBITDA target for this year. Turning to slide number 8, you can see the free cash flow we are generating, which has allowed us to reduce our net debt by 4.7% to 208 million euros at the end of the first quarter. Our leverage ratio is now very low, at 1.6 times EBITDA. This figure is clearly below our peers' average. Our target is to complete our investment plan through 2020, always maintaining a prudent leverage position below 2.5 times EBITDA in our pulp business at mid-cycle price levels and less than 5 times EBITDA in our energy business. In slide 9, we can see the eucalyptus pulp market growth worldwide. The continuous increment in tissue consumption makes us optimistic about the prospects for this market. During the first quarter, consumption has increased more than 8% globally, while in China, it's growing at more than 28% year-on-year. If we move now to slide 10, you can see our expectations for demand and supply growth for short fiber. As we have stated during recent quarters, our view is that the new capacity will be less than the growing demand, and pulp prices should reflect the situation. The dynamic of the supply and demand forces will support pulp prices in the immediate future and in the longer term. The start of the APP/OKI project is proving to me more gradual than industry analyst expectations. Fibria is a leading global hardwood pulp producer with a market share of 20%, so I believe its capacity increase should not be disruptive in the market. In any event, they will not place more than 400,000 new tons in the market in 2017. Consequently, Chinese pulp prices are increasing, as those in Europe are also doing. That is the reason why we will see higher pulp prices in the future. In slide 11, you can see the same chart for long fiber demand and supply. The situation is quite similar to the one in short fiber and favors a strong and positive price environment. Long fiber supply and demand will also remain balanced in the coming years. In fact, long fiber prices in Europe have recovered by over $30 per ton since the beginning of the year, and the price gap between short and long fiber was still at $104 at the end of March. Now, if you move to slide number 12, there is a graph with the pulp price evolution. We have increased our list prices by $85 during the quarter. We announced an increase of a further $30 in April and another increase of $40 in May. Our expectations are that the recovery in pulp prices will continue. BHKP prices in China are still $60 above those in Europe, allowing us to implement further increases. In the following slide, I would like to review our FX hedging program. We have reduced our dollar exposure by means of a tunnel structure that covers at least 50% of pulp sales planned for the following 18 months. Our objective is to make the company even more resilient to any possible FX scenarios. Currently, we have secured any exchange rate for 2017 between an average floor of 107 and an average ceiling of 115. In slide 14, we review some of the next steps in our strategic plan. First, we will start the construction of a new biomass power plant in Huelva, where we will have synergies with our two other power plants. This power plant will generate an annual EBITDA of 11 million euros from 2020. Total expected CapEx for the power plant should be around 87 million euros and will be 60% financed with debt. Secondly, we took the opportunity of the annual maintenance shutdown in Pontevedra to prepare the mill for the 30,000 tons capacity increase, which will be implemented during the next shutdown in 2018. There will be another capacity increase in Pontevedra of 40,000 tons, which will take place in 2019. We will achieve a cash cost of 325 in 2020, partially thanks to these investments. Now, let me hand you over to Alfredo Avello, who will go through our first quarter 2017 numbers.
Thank you, Ignacio. Moving on to slide 16, our consolidated results have been mainly fueled, firstly, by an increase in the pulp sales volumes of almost 29,000 tons, driving our revenues up by 16%, even though pulp prices were lower than in first quarter 2016. Secondly, by a significant reduction in cash cost of 32 euros per ton. Finally, by a 51% higher energy generation volume, also combined with higher pulp prices. As a consequence, our EBITDA grew up to over 22%. Our recurring free cash flow reached almost 19 million euros in the quarter, 70% higher than in first Q 2016. Our net debt was reduced by 10 million euros, down to 208 million euros. Well, all in all, these Q1 results continue to be a step forward towards the committed delivery of our strategic plan. If we move on to slide 17, let me show you more in detail the operating performance of our pulp business. Compared to first Q 2016, Ence reduced its cash cost by 32 euros per ton, down to 343. This cash cost reduction, together with higher pulp volumes sold in the quarter, more than compensated the impact of a 9% net pulp price decline in EUR. As our CEO highlighted earlier, cash cost is on track to reach our strategic plan target of 339 euros per ton in 2017. Our pulp business EBITDA increased by over 17%, totaling 30 million euros in the quarter. We expect to increase this figure in the following quarters, thanks to the continuous implementation of our cash cost reduction plan, as well as the strength of the pulp market. The next slide, following the P&L below the EBITDA line of our pulp business, depreciation, financial expenses, and tax figures are all in line with our expectations, and so should be during the next quarters. Including all these items, the pulp business increased its net profit by 67%, up to 10 million euros in the quarter. Now, looking at our pulp business cash flow generation in slide 19, recurring free cash flow after maintenance CapEx and working capital changes increased by 27% from 9.1 million euros in first Q16 up to 11.6 million euros in this quarter. Below that figure, we have a positive impact of non-recurrent for 3 million euros, which responds to accrued costs not yet paid. And we have invested 8.6 million euros in expansion and environmental capex, leading us to a free cash flow figure of 6 million euros, doubling that one of first Q16. Turning to slide 20, and now focusing in the balance sheet, pulp business net debt entered the quarter at 194 million euros, representing a leverage ratio of 1.9 times, well below our committed one of 2.5. Regarding cash position, the pulp business closed the quarter with 127 million euros. Finally, just to remember on the right-hand side of the slide, our current debt maturity calendar, perfectly aligned with the needs of our strategic plan. Let me show you now the strong operating performance of our energy business in slide 21. Power output for the quarter increased by 50%, mainly due to higher generating hours compared to those in first Q16. Due to a 22% better pool price environment, ENCE decided to delay the planned maintenance shutdown of our plants more into the second queue, where the price environment is typically weaker. As a result of the good performance of our assets, also including the recently acquired plants, our energy business was able to increase its revenues for the quarter by 49% and the EBITDA by almost 39%. Following our energy business P&L, below the EBITDA line in slide 22, higher depreciation charges are mostly explained by the asset base increase after our acquisitions in December. Remaining concepts are all in line with our expectations. Taking everything into account, our energy business reported a net profit of almost 4 million euros after minorities, compared to 2 million euros in first quarter 16. Let's now have a view about our energy business cash flow generation in slide 23. Recurrent free cash flow amounted up to 7.1 million euros, compared to 1.9 in first Q16. This figure increased up to 8.4 with some deferred payments already recorded. Both businesses, pulp and energy, are showing a very solid cash flow generation that we expect to continue during the next quarters. Moving now to slide 24. As a result of the good performance of our energy business during the quarter, the net debt position ended as low as 13 million euros, which implies a very low leverage of 0.4 times. Our cash position in this business amounted to almost 108 million euros. This strong balance sheet and liquidity structure enables us to continue accelerating this business unit growth in 2017, both through greenfield and brownfield. Let me please now return the lead of this presentation back to our CEO for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Alfredo. To conclude this presentation, I wish to make some closing remarks. Our results confirm the strength of our company with business growth and continued cash cost reductions. We are already delivering positive results in both our pulp and energy businesses following the implementation of our strategic plan. We expect a positive market environment with a tight supply and demand balance and stronger prices, which makes us optimistic about our company results for 2017 and 2018. ENCE's EBITDA will be above 180 million euros in 2017, as I expect an average pulp price of $750 for the year. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are now open to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please dial 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We don't have any questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Okay, we have a question from Jonathan Goebel from Shankman Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for doing the call. I wondered if you could give us a little bit of update for trading since the period end. I know it's not that long, but and include in that any increases of CapEx that we should expect as we go out for the rest of the year.
Sorry, we have understood very badly the beginning of the questions. We understood something regarding CapEx at the end, but we didn't get the first part of your question.
Okay, the first part is about how trading has been in April, both in pricing, which you partly covered, but in volume, whether there are any significant trends.
Well, I understand you are asking about how the market was in April?
Yes.
Yes, well, the market remains very strong. We had no problems at all to implementing our price increase and to sell everything we are producing to keep low inventories of pulp. And that is why we announced quite early on the month new prices for May. And as you know, other competitors have been following this policy later on, and today we don't see any difficulty to implement new prices for May. Demand remains strong in Europe, and demand remains strong worldwide. And regarding the second part of your question, the CapEx, as you know, a few days after our last call regarding results of the fourth quarter 2016, we hang it in the website presentation with everything who is new, and I think you have there all the information. We have no changes since then.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Inigo Recio from JVC Gaesco. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. You mentioned that your target for cash cost is for this year is 339 euros per ton, and you maintain that target for the current pulp prices. Please, would you clarify what pulp price are you talking, or what pulp price do you refer with the current price? Do you refer the current Forex price or the last price that you have recently this month of May? Thank you.
Thank you, Inigo. No, I'm referring to the Forex level price of today.
Okay, thank you.
752 euros per, dollars per ton, as you know.
Thank you very much.
And as you know, there is a 3 euros increase in the cash cost for every 50 euros increase on the price.
Okay, it's clear.
Thank you. Our next question is from Nuno Estacio from Haitong Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Just a couple of clarifications, if I may. The first one is on the cash costs. You were saying 339 euros per ton. Is the target for the end of 2017, or do you think it's going to be the average for 2017? And if it is the average, it means that you will have to lower cash costs significantly in the second half of the year, because during second quarter, you probably have the Navia stoppage. Just to clarify that. The second point is, you have sold much higher quantity than produced in the quarter where we are probably going to see the lowest price of the year. Why did you do it like that? What is the strategy behind it? The final question on the May price increase. You have announced the $810 per ton. Was this accepted by the client? Do you think we are going to arrive at $810 by the end of the month of May in the indexes? Or you think the price increase is going to be more gradual? Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your three questions, Nuno. Regarding our cash cost, it is our target, as we already said a few months ago, for this year, the average cash cost is going to be around 339, and today we maintain this objective because we think we are going to be able to do that. Yes, that means that cash cost should be lower on the second quarter, on the third quarter, and on the fourth quarter. Yeah. Today, we don't see major problems to achieve that. Regarding the results of our investments, while gradual, regarding the efficiency of the mills, who is improving month by month, and regarding the new processes we are applying, we are doing better day by day. Regarding the imbalance during the quarter of sales and production, well, it's very simple to see that four months later. When you are on the month, the obligation is to sell the maximum you can. Yeah, maybe it would have been clever to stock a bit more and to sell that on the second or on the third quarter, but well, now it's very easy to say that when we were in January and February, and that was the two months where we destock our volume. Well, we were not sure that prices will continue to go up in March, in April, or in May. Regarding your third question, well, today, we don't have any comment, specific comment with customers, indicating us that we are going to have any problem putting on the new prices of 810 in May.
Okay, thank you. Just another question, if I may, regarding what you have said in the end about, or I think it was Alfredo, regarding the possibility that having so much cash in the energy business to go greenfield and brownfield. You have an investment, a new plant that you are going to set up. But besides that, it seems that you are looking to do eventual acquisitions. Would this be focused in Spain, or do you still are contemplating investments abroad? Because since a couple of quarters ago, you haven't mentioned too much about those potential projects internationally. Thank you.
Yeah. Nuno, our first objective is to consolidate our biomass business in Spain, and we would like to be a reference in biomass in Spain. Today, we are number one by far, but we think there are interesting opportunities of acquisition of other biomass power plants. We are working on that. Well, we are working slowly because we strongly believe that the first objective for this management is to preserve the value of the company and to don't do risky businesses. We are not found. We have a high WACC compared to found. We have to buy at reasonable price, and we are an industrial company, then we have to buy something we think we can, because of the synergies or because our expertise, we can get a better EBITDA than the former owners used to have. It takes time to analyze. It takes time to find new opportunities. Well, the two companies we bought to Enel at the end of last year, we've been working for that at least during 2 years, and we are very, very satisfied because we have a better EBITDA than the one we paid, and we paid a reasonable multiple of this EBITDA. That's the kind of things we would like to do, and we think there are several opportunities, but we have to manage that on a conservative way. But we will do other acquisitions in Spain for sure on the next 2 years. And that's our main objective. And at the same time, we will continue the permitting and construction of these 40-megawatt biomass power plant we have in Spain. Regarding the international business in biomass, that's long-term. As we have said many times, in India, we don't want to do any investment in energy before we are absolutely sure that we can fuel a biomass power plant. Then we will start as a small trading company of biomass. And, well, we have people in India, but we haven't still started, and I don't see any investment in energy before 2 or 3 years. And regarding Latin America, we are working on a couple of countries, as you know, but, well, we need many things to happen before we invest a single euro. It's a long-term business. Then, as a resume, well, we see something to happen in Spain, and we are working for consolidating the biomass energy business in Spain. We want to be a reference of that, and that's our main target today, and our efforts are centered there. Thank you, Nuno.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have a following question from Alberto Sanchez, Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just one question on my side. My question relates to, I mean, if you could provide us a guidance on pulp sales for 2017. When you updated your pulp strategy, you mentioned that pulp production should be around 972,000 tons. My question is about pulp sales, given the mismatch between production and sales that we've seen already in Q1. Thank you.
Well, I think that we are going to sell something around our production, 1,000 tons less or more or less. It's very difficult to say that now. Probably, we cannot work with such a slow stock that we have now for the full year, because at the end, you give a bad service to your customer. And for us, it is strategic to give a good service to our customers. Then we may, from now, increase maybe 10,000 tons our stock from now till the end of the year. That means that from now, we are going to sell around 10,000 tons less than what we are going to produce. Okay, but at the end of the year, as we have already decreased the stock, the total volume sales are going to be larger than the total production sales.
Understood. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions for the moment.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I hope we meet again in 3 months' time, and we confirm a good second quarter. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.